Okay, this hour, as we talk about smart meters, we'll take your phone calls, your stories, your experiences. I'm telling you, I'm getting flooded with emails about people who have these meters installed, and a lot of people just want them out. Interesting. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And we're with John and Pauline Holton. They are, of course, campaigning against smart meters, and we'll take your calls. Pauline, let's go through some of the main objections to smart meters. So what's the list?
The cost, the health, the savings, and the privacy, and the safety are the list of them, and the invasion of your privacy.
Has any company, has any home complained about the meters publicly, that, as far as you know, besides you and your organization?
Oh, a lot of people have complained about it all over the place. They call us daily on different things, on complaining about the health and the safety every day.
What about corporations? I'm sure they're installing this on company meters, right?
Yes, there is.
Are they complaining about this?
Well, in fact, we just heard about a lawsuit in Birmingham. There's a bunch of energy specialists are complaining that their bills are getting quite high.
Higher, huh?
Yes, yes. And we're finding out a lot about that lately. And there's a couple of class action lawsuits about it.
Maybe these meters are a little too smart.
Yes. Too smart, too expensive.
All right, let's go to the phones. We'll pick up some people. Claudia in Highland, California, west of the Rockies. Hi, Claudia, go ahead.
Hi, George.
Hey.
I love your university at night. I've been with you since the days of Art Bell.
We're all PhDs, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you that my sad experience, and this is this program, I cannot believe today. About a year ago, all of my appliances fried. Big screen TV, refrigerator, computer, printer, radios, you know, my boombox, my copier, everything. I called up the local company, Edison, asked if they were working on the street, and the guy said, yeah, we're working your street all the way. Anyway, then later, when I called again, I did not know anything about smart meters. I had no idea that anything had been put in.
Mm-hmm.
They renounced that. They said, no, we're not working at all. And so anyhow, that was all at my expense.
Oh.
Item number two, I moved, of course. This is ridiculous, right? And when I moved and went to another place, When they said to put the utilities in my name, they had to read the meter, and they said, we suggest that you unplug all appliances. Well, I did. And
what happened?
Nothing fried, because I actually unplugged everything.
Yeah,
they said between the hours of 8 and 5, I said, can you give me just half a day? No, the whole day. So I had no TV, nothing, no microwave, nothing. And anyhow, the next day I called and they said, oh, we read the meter at 10 o'clock yesterday.
They power surged you the first time, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then I have to tell you that, so I moved and, okay, and then I heard on either the radio or heard it on TV that the Edison Company out here, we're in San Bernardino County, the largest county in the United States, that they're asking for a $3 billion increase. And there's a phone number that we should call. I don't know what it is, but we should all call and say, no way.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. I want to get the reaction here of you, John, and you, Pauline, as well. Have you had any reports of power surges blowing out people's appliances and things?
Well, you know, it's just not there in California, but in Texas they had a lot of fires, and in Pennsylvania they've had fires. The smart meter has a load limiting disconnect. Your main house has a service panel, and on there is your main breaker. The smart meter has a relay disconnect, radio frequency controlled, that can open and close your main 220 volt power supply to your home. And this is not UL certified, and it can arc and it can go ahead spark. In a lot of people's older homes, the wiring is hasn't been touched in decades, and when they put the meter in, sometimes it jars the wiring loose, and the old insulation is maybe frayed, and there could be the arcing, and actually the your system catches on fire. Plus, there's that dirty electricity. The radio frequency can go ahead, like, ride on the conductors and cause static, like, spikes in there. And this here can cause your appliances to go ahead, actually go deteriorate and burst into flames, that type of thing.
How reliable are the meters in that? If they break or malfunction, what do they do to your power source?
To your power, see your the meter. This is part of the conflict that's going on. When they tell you you have to have the smart meter, you own everything from the drip loop to the weather head to the conduit to the box of meters in the service conductor to your service panel, main breaker, and everything in your home. The only thing the energy company owns is the meter.
Outside,
that's it. The one that's been there good for 30, 40, 50 years, never
right.
bothered you before. Now they put on this remote-controlled, radio-frequency-controlled, remote disconnect, load-limiting capability, and it can go ahead and affect your wiring in your home, your appliances, and could short on out and malfunction and cause fires and damages. This is one of the things we talk about. We do the little analogy of chips. The cost, health, invasion of your home, invasion of your Fourth Amendment, safety, and liability. The problem is one of the five aspects is the safety and liability. When these smart meters catch fire and they burn your house or destroy your appliances and injure somebody, who's going to pay for that?
Well, that's true, because you know they won't. Let's go to first-time caller, Evan in Boca Raton, Florida. Hey, Evan. Thanks.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I am a small electrical contractor here in Palm Beach County. And a couple weeks ago, I was at an apartment complex to change out a main breaker in the meter room.
Okay.
And, multi-bank meters, and normally that takes maybe 15-20 minutes or so. This one was a little more hands-on. I was actually in the room for about 40 minutes, and after about 15 minutes of being in there, I started getting a headache right in the center of my forehead, and my vision kind of started blurring a bit, and depth perception. And I realize I'm standing in front of about 15 smart meters.
And they're blasting away at you.
And I've been kind of scratching the surface and learning about them and kind of increasing my awareness of the smart meters. And when I left there, I realized that I had physical proof that they're causing problems. And I have a client of mine who's been somewhat of a regular client, known them for a few years. She's had problems because of her smart meter, and where her service is on the outside of her house is right behind the living room where her couch is, where she'll sit and, laptop, whatever. And she fought with Florida Power and Light here, actually got them to come and put the analog meter back in. And I know it had to have taken her at least a month or so, but, she may have even threatened with lawsuits and stuff. I don't know the details. But when the guy came out to put the old meter back in, he mentioned to her that, she was talking to him, I guess. He mentioned he was under a gag order. He couldn't talk about it, but he mentioned to her that, suggested to her that she talk to people in her neighborhood and get everybody to get rid of the smart meter.
That's pretty compelling. A gag order already.
Yeah.
What are some of the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's somewhat hearsay, but she is a trustworthy source for me. I know her and her husband pretty well. It's trying to learn about it. I don't know how much a smart meter could damage wiring. Theoretically speaking, with what the gentleman was saying before, I'd have to research that some more.
Yeah, that'd be fascinating.
It plugs in the same way as the old meter does. But, you know, I agree there's an invasion of privacy there. And, you know, also the power company here has a program for years called On Call, where they install transponders on certain appliances and certain times of the year, certain times of the day, they can shut down certain appliances to save them from blown transformers.
Well, let me ask you this. And Evan, thank you, by the way. Great information. John and Pauline, what about the possibility that they know one day we're going to have severe power problems, and so they're installing these things quickly and quietly in order to control the grid and shut things down? Is that conceivable, Pauline?
Oh, yes. I don't think it's down the road. I think it's happening, like, very soon. I mean, I think it's happening already.
Do you think that's the motivation to try to do this?
Yes, I do. I really think it's a power and control of us. Yes, I do. It's all part of the big scheme of it all, yes.
Well, you know, George, the smart grid, I got no problem with upgrading of the smart grid, making it a more efficient.
And safer.
And all that. But the... they don't have to come into your home to control this. This is the big illusion about all this. If they want to know about power outage and power consumption, they could do that at those transformers at your street corner. They could put up a relay control device up there and do that. And they could sense when the power usage is high, when it's low, and when your outage. They don't have to come to your home and go inside your home to control your usage to do this. And they could even limit it. I mean, shut off a whole neighborhood. But the smart meter will be able, I used the analogy before, that if Hitler would have been able to go ahead and have the smart meter to shut off our gas, water, electricity, we'd be all be speaking German now, because it's just a matter of flicking one switch and there goes Poland, there goes Italy, there goes Greece. I mean, the control.
Well, what if somebody hacks into a computer system and does that?
Well, that's exactly. They keep claiming, oh, they've got the state-of-the-art, you know.
Everything can be hacked.
Prevent that. But we all know that this stuff happens. But, you know, people argue, well, my information is not that important. Why am I worried about it? But you have to remember, we have a constitution. We have the right to be secure in our own homes. We keep giving up these rights little by little by increment. And what I talk about is a reasonable expectation of privacy. There was a Supreme Court decision where it was the FBI or CIA put a GPS unit underneath a guy's car and tracked his whereabouts.
Yeah.
And they arrested him. And he won in a court that it was illegal to do that because he had a reasonable expectation of privacy.
That's right.
When you allow this smart meter to come onto your home with its two-way communication, data-collecting capabilities, you're going to lose your reasonable expectation of privacy in your home. There goes your Fourth Amendment constitutional right. You'll no longer claim, well, I didn't know they were listening. I didn't know they were monitoring. I didn't know they're collecting data on my welding or my lighting fixtures, high intensity light fixtures. I wasn't growing marijuana, but they raided my home anyway. To what extreme are they going to take the spying into your home?
These are going to be interesting cases.
Yeah, right now it's pretty irrelevant, but we all know how they kind of stretch it. They kind of go and take an inch, and then they take a mile. And this is what we have to be aware of. We have to protect the Constitution, our freedom, our home, and our family first. You know, let them make profit some other way. Let them go ahead and prosper, you know, with green energy, green technology, this electrical cars and all that. But don't go ahead try to go ahead and stop me from using my electricity to take care of my family because somebody wants a green car, electrical car. They need the voltage and the current to go ahead and keep those running.
Let's go to Wichita, Kansas. Jeff's with us. Hey, Jeff, go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
how they did it to me, put the smart meter in my house, was that they said they couldn't get to it to read it because the fence was either locked or I had a dog in the backyard. And my meter sits right up against my bedroom wall where my headboard is to my bed.
Uh-huh.
And we've had it for about 2 years. And since then, my wife and I have been having all kinds of muscle spasms and neurological problems.
Well, so, are those symptoms, Pauline?
Oh, yes. Yes. Leg cramps, head pain, eye pain, yes.
Right. In our heads and just all kinds of muscle and neurological problems. And also our bills have been it's just a nightmare the way they read. I think what these things are doing is they're monitoring peak hours, and ultimately what they're going to do is determine peak hours for certain individual areas or even you, and bill you accordingly. And if if you're different this month than last month, then they'll charge you for an overage on your on the amount of electricity used. So I don't know. And then they use the same excuse to put them on all of our water meters. They say now our water meter people can read our water meters a lot easier now because we put in the smart meters. But even my water bills have gone up.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, you should go ahead and look at the BioInitiative report, the SAGE report. They talk about the FCC standards, thermal effect versus non-thermal.
Do you have these articles on your website, John?
Yeah. There's a little buttons on there. You can go ahead and just click on them. It'll take you to these reports. And they'll talk about the FCC standards, how the thermal effects, you know, are completely irrelevant. They're outdated. And the effects that we're talking about here are non-thermal effects. Full body exposure, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from a smart meter. And it's a whole different ball game when you start talking about the radiation from a smart meter, from a cell phone. And this is what we have to do. We have to educate ourselves. And you have to remember that the old analog meter did none of this. There was nothing wrong. It wasn't broken. It didn't need to be changed. This is new technology that they're trying to cram down our throats against our will. They say there's no opt-out. That's the one thing they kept saying over and over again in Michigan. We're not letting you opt out, regardless you have a heart condition, asthma, emphysema. I mean, you're on a respirator, your grandmother's sick, it doesn't matter. Have your doctor send in the letter.
Well, we're starting to see, though, a lot of people fight back here, you know, as I use these examples in Clark County, for example, in Nevada. I'll be back in a moment. We'll take final phone calls before we go into our next incredible show on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, Chris Carter joins us as we talk about science and psychic phenomena, so get ready for that. And welcome back, John and Pauline Holton with us. And Pauline, with these meters, and a lot of people are beginning to send me emails like crazy. I've never seen so many about one specific subject or topic. They're not too happy about it, but most of them were unaware of this. How come?
Unaware of smart meters?
Yeah, they just didn't know. You guys there?
Yeah, I'm here. We've lost Pauline.
Oh, we did.
What's happened is, like I was saying earlier in the system, okay, is that no one's talking about it. DTE, all the energy companies don't want anyone to know about this. They just want to come into your yard, replace your meter, and move on. They want to collect all those, you know, easy profits, windfall profits. And they don't want anybody to go ahead and stop them from doing this. This is a conspiracy theory of the magnitude a whole new corporation, a whole new business climate, that they can make all this new technology, intertwine it. You think about the data collecting, the advertising, the different types of business that could interact with selling all these smart chip appliances and marketing of them to everyone. You have to have them. This is the new cell phone. This is the new computer. I mean, they're brainwashing you with the advertising that you have to have this new product, and there is no benefit to you, none. I mean, even if you wanted to know your energy consumption, you could go onto their website, theoretically, and log in your account number and see your rates that you're going to be charged and say, oh, maybe I should go ahead and change to the way I go ahead and do my laundry or my air conditioning or temperature in my home.
Does it cost more to run appliances, let's say, during certain hours?
Well, that's what they're going to do. I says, all the information that we have on our website, we've gotten from other corporation websites like PG&E and the Centron OpenWay Smart Meter. It says right on their documents, it says time-based rates, demand response, home networking, allowing utilities to leverage all these things. Then it talks about the OpenWay gas module, two-way unlicensed module, self-healing capabilities. It means if your meter, your neighbor's meter breaks down, then they can send his information to your house and your other neighbors to your house. And instead of yours just collecting your data, it's got to pass all your neighborhood data on to the main collector and then to the energy corporation. So the radio frequency and data collecting is going to be enormous at your home. And if you're within 3 feet of that or so, you may get, you know, 50, 100 times more exposure to the radio frequency that may cause cancer, DNA damage, autism, dementia, headaches, and a slew of other things.
Let's go back to the phones. We'll go west of the Rockies. Mario's with us in Stockton, California. Good morning, Mario.
Hey, good morning, George. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I work in the solar power industry, and I wanted to agree with a lot of what your guest has to say. Out here at PG&E, they sent a letter out stating that at a given certain time, they were going to come by and swap out the analog meters for the new digital smart meters. Pretty much didn't have a choice in that, and they just basically would come out and swap the meters out. Also, to deal with the air conditioning units, they gave you a $35 rebate to put a control unit on.
Huh.
And the reasoning that they had for that was it was to help prevent brownouts. Well, the way that they would prevent brownouts is they wouldn't let you turn your air conditioning on.
They'd control that.
Yes, they could just see the demand on the grid, and they know between certain hours, the peak times, there's going to be a lot of demand because people at 3 o'clock, you know, out here in California, it gets pretty hot.
Absolutely, yeah.
Everyone's going to be turning on their air conditioner.
And they'd probably rather shut down a house than a business, wouldn't they?
Correct, because commercial, they have the priority when it comes to demand. And as your guest was just saying, we have a TAO program out here, which is a time of use. So what they have done is they have broken up certain hours throughout the day to where they start charging you more money per kilowatt hour. And towards 5 o'clock, you know, later on in the day, it gets all the way up to about 55, 60 cents a kilowatt hour. And the way your regular residential schedule works is they just give you baseline credits, and you go through those credits until you pass that up. You'll go in from one tier to the next tier to the third up to the fourth tier. And once you've used all those credits, you're stuck paying a higher amount of money per kilowatt hour, regardless what, you know, day it is in the month. If you go through all your baseline credits in the first 10 days, you're stuck paying a higher rate for the rest of the month until you complete your cycle.
You know, that's an amazing point you just mentioned there. I think it was Arizona, that they actually have a credit card swipe on your house that when you come home, you can run your credit card through and see how many energy credits you have so you can know whether you can cook dinner on your electric stove, run your air conditioning unit, or do your laundry. It's amazing how they may limit your capabilities in your home to have a normal life just to save a few pennies. But they want to control this.
The world is a-changing, John, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And the problem is, because we're still a free country. You know, we were still independent. You know, we still going to be called America. We should be able to make these intelligent decisions on our own. You know, we should be able to go ahead and research all this data. And if we want a smart meter on our home, we should be able to go out and say, I want the biggest, brightest, more up-to-date meter you have. I want a blue one, a green one, you know, and I want that product. But here in Michigan, we have the Consumer Protection Act. And in there it says you cannot threaten, coerce, lie, and intimidate, and force somebody into buying a new product. That's PA 331 of 1976. And this is basically what they're doing. They're forcing this new product. It cannot be compared to the old analog meter. They're forcing it on you so that they can go ahead and get cut down on their energy consumption and shift it to the off hours where it's cheaper and easier for them to provide it so they can make more money. You're not going to save any money unless you use less energy in the cheaper hours. And they want to go ahead and make sure that you do that for the new technology, because they're cutting down on the coal furnaces and energy consumption, and they want to go to the windmill and the electric cars. There's just not enough energy out there for making up that big gap of what they want.
Well, and it is all about money. There's no doubt. I mean, they wouldn't be putting these meters in just to be nice people.
No, it's not to be nice people.
Let's go to Navarre, Florida. Rick's with us east of the Rockies. Hey, Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, great to speak with you, George.
You too, Rick.
What a topical program you have. It's really great. They installed the smart meters in my area back in the middle of December, and before they installed the meters, there was a robocall the previous weekend that told everybody they were going to be installed. So I went online and did some research on the smart meters and came across the forums out in California. Where PG&E had started installing smart meters several years ago. And I became aware of the health problems involved and decided I didn't want to have it. So I did some more search, and I came up with Jerry May's website. And if you go to YouTube, it's The Dark Side of it's Smart Meters, Big Brother's Watching You. He's got the description there of how to draft up. He even has a boilerplate letter there you can send to your utility company to give them notice of no trespass.
Okay, that would be nice.
Yeah, I did that, and it really works. It's a two-page.
Do they react pretty quickly?
I should give a little bit of background here. Okay, I tried to work with my power company. I called them and told them I didn't want the smart meter installed. And they told me it was that I didn't have any choice in the matter. There was no opt-out. And I wasn't happy with that, so I told them, well, I'm not going to accept it. So I put the warning notices. The owner refuses to have the smart meter installed up on the side of my house. And the people who came to install the meter, who were contractors, of course, the power company just hired these people to do this. And they were very gracious and did not install one on my house. And in fact told me that anyone who told them that they didn't want an installation to occur, they would go along with that. Okay, they were instructed not to try to make an installation where it was not the desire.
Okay,
that's done.
Good to know that.
Right, so anyone who is in a situation where you're going to have a smart meter installed in your area, or they told you that they're going to be installed.
Few and far between, though, I bet, say don't install it.
Yeah, in fact, I'm the only person on my block that didn't have one installed.
Yeah.
It's gradually becoming an issue here in the Navarre area. There have been a number of people who have called into the talk shows, myself included, to talk about health problems. I've had headaches, ringing in the ears, eye pain, basically the symptomology of what's called a microwave sickness. If you go online and do a little bit of research, you'll find that there was the Soviets bombarded a U.S. embassy in Moscow with a microwave.
I remember that. They were spying on us.
Right. And, well, to this day, they haven't declassified exactly what occurred. But in terms of health, there were just hundreds of people at the U.S. embassy that had to leave early. And they were given the choice of staying there or being reassigned if they had any health problems, and quite a few did. So microwave sickness is a known illness, and hypersensitivity to electromagnetic radiation is covered under the Americans with Disability Act.
All right, let's get your reaction here, John. How soon do people start getting sick?
Well, see, this is the thing that a lot of people don't notice. Sometimes it could be a week. It depends how sensitive they already are. It could be a week, a month. It could take years. Like me, I was an industrial electrician. I was around all this stuff most of my life. It didn't bother me. Other people, we have friends that cannot walk into a room with fluorescent lights because their sensitivity is so high. One of the things they're not telling you, though, even though he can opt out of the meter, the neighbor's meters around him, north, south, east, and west, can affect him because he has different densities, but they could affect him too. The smart meters blanket the whole neighborhood because the radiation goes from your meter to the neighbor's meter to the neighbor's meter to the collector. You can have up from 500 to 5,000 homes hooked up to one collector that goes out to DTE or PG&E or Florida Light and Power.
Let's go to Vancouver, Canada. Barbara's with us, International Line. Hey, Barbara, go ahead.
Hey, George, thank you for taking my call.
You're
can
welcome.
Can you hear me properly?
Sure can.
Good. I live in Vancouver, British Columbia, in a low-rise apartment,
mm-hmm.
block, three floors. 2 weeks ago, 40 smart meters were installed in the meter room under me. I'm on the second floor. These were put on the first floor. And about a week later, I started getting arrhythmias, which I've never had before, terrible irregular heartbeat, ringing in my ears, blazing headaches, muscle pain, I can't sleep, nausea. So now I am a senior on a fixed income, and I can't move. And the British Columbia government, the Liberal government, and their Crown Corporation has a monopoly on all this, and there are to be no exceptions. They want smart meters completed in the entire province, in every single building, whether it's a hut or high-rise, by December 2012.
Everyone's getting them.
Yeah. Jeez. And the Crown Corporation, well, I mean, because they have a monopoly, there are no alternatives. There's no recourse. So I'm just warning our American brothers and sisters, this is what can happen. And I would even ask the question, what is the difference between the British Columbia Liberal government and their Crown Corporation BC Hydro and Nazi Germany? What's the difference?
Yeah. Barbara, anybody in Canada raising an uproar about this?
No, nobody. Mostly, there are a lot of seniors here because of the better weather on the coast. And we live in multiple housing, and we live in care homes. I mean, we're just getting fried. And, you know, what's the difference? I mean, they might as well just gas us all because they get rid of us that way. So maybe there is something behind it.
That could be. What do people do, John, when they start mandating these things?
Well, see, this is the other illusion. It in Michigan, it's not mandatory.
Not yet.
They're going around telling you, like you said, there is no opt-out. And we took Debbie Stabenow's letter to my wife, Pauline, that says this smart meter belongs to DTE, not the MPSC, and all the MPSC does is regulate the rates for the smart grid, not for the smart meters. That's a little piece of information I carry around in placards. I laminate it. I carry it with like 12 other different placards that I go to these meetings when DTE shows up in the cities, as we've been there a while, and I confront them saying, this is your meter. It's not mandated by the Michigan Public Service Commission or by the federal government. You are mandating it. You are saying we cannot opt out. And they just try to change the subject, saying, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be in the future. and we're here to go ahead help you. And like I said, we get cut off. Yeah, and it's a fight. It's almost like tooth and nail trying to go ahead and get our voice heard, because this is big business. This is billions and trillions of dollars.
It sure is.
Future.
What kind of response are you getting, John, from people who are complaining about things like illnesses?
Well, see, we just came, like I said, to Dearborn Heights tonight, and a lot of the women there were hypersensitive to the radiation. They get the headaches and nausea and that type of effect. They are the what we call stalwarts, okay? They're out here with us on the battlefield, passing out literature, passing out DVDs, all kinds of stuff. They show up to meetings. We don't have a group. What we have is a bunch of concerned citizens that want to speak up in their own communities. We just go there to help them with we furnish the literature and the DVDs, and we talk there as authorities saying, you must do something.
Do you find that the council people are beginning to just wake up to this?
Well, yes, they are. It's slow, but, you know, some of them are ICLEI, International Council of Local Environmental Initiative. They bought into the Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. We got to go ahead, turn all the farmland over to the animals, and we got to put our people in the stack 'em and rack 'em housing where the smart meters will kill them, and we'll get rid of all those old people and all the extra costs of maintaining them.
Scary situation, my friend. John, I want to thank you for being on the program. Thank your wife, Pauline, as well. Their website, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Pretty frightening subject, isn't it? Even though it seems so simple, seems like it wouldn't harm you. But who knows? Lots of people are complaining about this. We'll be back in a moment. Chris Carter joins us. Science and psychic phenomena next on Coast to Coast AM.